And we're going now to NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving. Ron, welcome back to the show.
Good to be with you, Alex.
You're here to talk about this vote in the Senate today. This is setting both a budget figure and a deadline for troops in Iraq. But let me just ask you about this development today with Mr. Gonzalez's former aide. What does this say to you about the prospects for the Attorney General?
It becomes extremely difficult for the Attorney General to hold on if the slender reed he had of credibility left after the last several months is further weakened by what his former chief of staff is saying, and it's hard to see how it could be any other way.
Okay. The measure that we're speaking about in the Senate, this is the vote to set a timetable for withdrawing American troops from Iraq. It passed 51-47 despite the president's veto threat. It provides $122 billion for fighting both in Iraq and Afghanistan, also domestic programs in there. This is the bill that locks in a battle, doesn't it, with the president over the U.S. mission in Iraq?
It does indeed, and that's really what it's designed to do. The House and the Senate, now under Democratic control, feel driven by the results of the elections in November, also feel driven by the results of polls that they're looking at that show roughly 3 in 5 Americans want to have some sort of timetable for withdrawal, and they feel ready for this fight with the president.
It is largely a partisan divide here. Two Republicans, I think, voted for this bill. Is that correct?
The key element of it, the timetable element, was supported by Gordon Smith of Oregon and by Chuck Hagel of Nebraska. Those were the only two Republicans.
So there is the House bill as well. And what are the differences here and how are they going to iron these out?
The big difference is in the nature of the timetable. The House has a binding timetable deadline of August 31st next year. The Senate wants the troops, the combat troops, to be out by March 31st next year, just a year from this weekend. But their language is less binding. On the other hand, the Senate also wants to see the withdrawal begin sooner, as soon as this summer, within 120 days. So these are not terribly different approaches, but the binding effort, the binding essence, is going to be the sticking point, I think, in the negotiations between the House and Senate. I expect they'll work it out.
The president has been clear in saying he would veto this, but you hear and read about all this disquietude among Republicans because political polls do show the war is so unpopular. Is there some prospect, do you think, that the White House might be willing to negotiate its way out of this?
If there's any willingness to do that, it has not been apparent. There is a chance that they'll negotiate something with respect to the showdown over Attorney General Gonzalez. I think there is some glimmer of light on that horizon. But here you had the president this morning having with him at the White House a big photo op outdoors, nearly the entire House Republican conference, 200 members. And they stood out there very much in a kind of show of strength and a rally atmosphere and saying, "We are going to stand against the Democrats' attempts to put a timetable on our involvement in Iraq. We have to stand four square and 100% with the commanders in the field," and so on in the rest of the argument. The president does not show any sign of backing down.
NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving with us from Washington again. Ron, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.